The price was death. The Winters family was coming west and having a tough time of it. Dreaded cholera struck their wagon train. Hiram Winters watched for symptoms in his wife Rebecca and the children, but sickness passed them by until one evening near Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. As they made camp, Rebecca complained that she was not feeling well. She said her stomach hurt, and a short time later she claimed she was dizzy. She laid down on the bed in the wagon while Hiram cooked dinner. The swiftness of the disease took the family by surprise. One minute Rebecca was resting comfortably, and the next she was having difficulty breathing. Just before midnight, Hiram took a cup of broth to her and discovered she had died. Hiram mourned the loss by keeping his hands busy. He took a spare wagon rim, picked up a hammer and metal chisel, and in the firelight he began etching a grave marker for Rebecca. Hiram finished his work as the sun came up over the horizon. Etched on the rounded rim were the words, "Rebecca Winters, aged 50 years." Rebecca was buried, and the rim was used to mark the grave. For many years, the rim endured as a shrine to the memory of a wife and mother who gave her life crossing the Oregon Trail. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.